Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5. Monday morning, that means my dad's going to call in and tell a jokey time. That's a little bit later on. Yesterday was Mother's Day, so we're going to talk about the best TV moms and best movie moms and maybe the weirdest or the worst. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We would love to hear from you. Talk and text 312-981-7200. So there you go. Dan, anything pop into your head on this topic?
Coincidentally, I'm not entirely sure why, but Jane Jetson popped into my head.
Get me off this crazy thing.
I don't know why, but it was the first one I thought of. And so, I mean, obviously the Jetsons rule, and
yeah,
it was a fun TV show. And obviously I watched it when I was growing up, but Jane Jetson.
Okay. That's interesting that that's the first character that popped into your head. As I've mentioned before, I love the Jetsons because according to the Jetsons, the future looks like the 60s. That's what I'm saying. It's hip and retro. Yeah, Spacely Sprockets. That show's great. Esmeralda, did you have a TV or a movie mom that popped into your head?
I also had a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of Kathleen Turner and Serial Mom.
I love that movie. she's so good.
Yeah, she's so great in that.
So good in that movie. That's a great movie. I love that one. I kind of like the darker ones too, because the first one that I thought of was Piper Laurie and Carrie. One of my favorite performances ever, and really that movie scared the hell out of me when I was a kid. When I saw Carrie, I was 1976? I was 11 when that movie came out. Scared the hell out of me. And Piper Laurie freaked me out. I remember as a kid seeing that movie. Piper Laurie totally freaked me out in that movie. So those are some of the unusual ones that are popping into our popping into our heads. We're not doing the normal ones right here. Esmeralda goes to Serial Mom. Dan goes to the Jetsons, and I go to Carrie's mom, Piper Laurie. So, yeah. I'm looking at the favorite TV moms of all time. Who do you think are some of the favorite TV moms of all time?
June Cleaver, yes.
June Cleaver is number 5 on this list, June Cleaver. But according to Ranker, favorite TV moms of all time, number 1, is Carol Brady from The Brady Bunch, the great Florence Henderson. Hey, bro, did you ever see Shakes the Clown?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
It's Bobcat Goldthwait's movie where he plays one of my favorite critics' quotes ever is on the box I can't tell you who to attribute this to, but it's one of my favorite critic quotes ever on the box of Shakes the Clown. And the quote is, it's the Citizen Kane of alcoholic clown movies, which is one of my favorite, because it's such a wide genre. I can't tell you the number of alcoholic clown movies I've seen. Anyway, Florence Henderson has a cameo in Shakes the Clown that is pretty memorable. Pretty memorable. So, yeah, Florence Henderson. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can always, think about Norman Bates as one of the best movie moms. Norman Bates, Anthony Perkins in Psycho. That's a good movie. That's a good movie. Scary movie, too. Have you seen, you've seen Psycho, right, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a scary movie, though. You know, true story, Janet Leigh, after making the movie, never showered again. She bathed. It's not that she didn't clean herself, because she did. But she never took a shower. She switched to baths. Which I guess I can understand, you know. Yeah, there's another one of those movies that freaked people out big time. And it's one of the main reasons why is that one of the really groundbreaking things that Psycho did, is among many other things, was to kill off your lead, your lead actress, you know, in the first 40 minutes of the movie. Because nobody expected Janet Leigh was a big star at that point, and she was like, nobody thought he'd kill her off in the first half hour, 40 minutes of the movie, but he did. So, all right. Let's see some of the other ones here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Who are the most memorable TV and movie moms? How about Morticia Addams from the Addams Family? She's pretty classic. Yeah, the TV series is great. And, of course, Angelica Houston in the movie. In the movies, she was great as Morticia. Actually, everybody in those movies were cast perfectly. Like Raul Julia is the man. The kids are all good. Christina Ricci. Christopher Lloyd. Come on, man. And in the second movie, I love Joan Cusack so much in that second movie. The Addams Family Values. She's so good in that movie. So, Morticia Addams. Now, I guess a lot of people would go with Esmeralda. You'd probably, a lot of people would go with Marion Cunningham, Mrs. C.
All right, yeah.
From Happy Days. Yeah, legendary. You ever see the clip? Because they had like a gag reel, a blooper reel for Happy Days. Do you ever see the clip where she and Henry Winkler start making out?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's so funny because they're trying to. I can't remember who else is in the scene, but they're trying to do the scene, and all of a sudden they start like touching each other and stuff, and then they just start making out. It's like Henry Winkler and Marion just start making out, and the audience is losing it because obviously it's the Fonz making out with Mrs. C. That's a little weird. Dan, you ever see that clip?
No, I never did.
It's really funny. I think it's out there online somewhere, but it's like it's them. They just start making out. So, yeah. And speaking of Henry Winkler, I can't wait to get home because the Barry season finale will be waiting for me. It's so good. Last week's episode of Barry, if Bill Hader doesn't get an Emmy nomination, I don't know what's going on in the world. I really don't. Last week he was unbelievable in that episode. It's such a good show, and he's so good. I like that his career is going in this direction. You know, I mean, he's the co-creator of this show. He directed a few episodes of it, wrote some of them. Really amazing. By the way, Atlanta ended on a real high note. The season finale of Atlanta, which is much too short, but man, was it good. A remarkable, remarkable second season. And, you know, when did Donald Glover become like the most important artist of all time? When did that happen? When did Troy from Community become the most important artist? I mean, you've got Atlanta. He's in Solo. He's playing Lando Calrissian in Solo. And this is America. One of the greatest, I mean, incredible videos I've ever seen, an amazing song. He's firing on all cylinders, hosted Saturday Night Live a couple of weeks ago. He's the man. Yeah. So. Hey, Esmeralda, have you seen all of these analyses of This Is America where they're just like taking everything, they're analyzing the entire video? Have you ever seen some of these things?
Yeah, I have.
Man, there's like 20 of them out there where they're analyzing everything. Like every single moment, because it's jam packed and it's crazy. It's incredible video, an incredible song. But yeah, there's so much analysis out there. Yeah. So, all right, 312-981-7200. We are talking about the best TV moms and your favorite movie moms and unusual movie moms. You know what they've got? They've got now. She's really not a mom, but they've got Sigourney Weaver as Ellen Ripley in Aliens. But Newt's not her kid, though. I mean, she's very protective of Newt. Newt isn't her kid, but Ripley more or less adopts the child. If ever menaced by schoolyard bullies or fangy reptilian creatures, it would be nice to find your adoptive mother figure wearing a giant Transformers-like suit of armor. Yeah. So there you go. Here's Jim on WGN. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Donna Reed.
Oh, sure. Yeah, legendary. That's your Donna Reed is kind of like the stereotypical 50s mom that everybody remembers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd say Harriet Nelson, too. That was in my era.
Sure. Yeah, Ozzie and Harriet. Sure, Harriet Nelson. She was great. She was great. Okay, thank you, Jim.
Sure.
See
bye-bye.
You, buddy. Ozzie and Harriet. Yeah. All right. All right, we're going to break here. We've got weather, and we've got traffic coming up here, and we are going to get back to our TV movie moms and TV movie moms and all that, movie and TV moms. 312-981-7200. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? Monday morning, my dad's going to call in and tell a jokey time. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Yesterday was Mother's Day, so we are talking about your favorite or maybe the weirdest TV and movie moms. And we had some strange ones that popped up. But if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. We just got some texts in. 405 area code says... Roseanne was a lot like my mom. Okay. Keith in Kansas says, Allison Janney, who played Tanya Harding's mother in the movie I, Tanya, is probably the worst movie mother that comes to mind recently. That's assuming that everything in the movie is true. 630 area code, Mrs. Munster and Judith Light from Who's the Boss. Jim from Florida said, Patricia Heaton from The Middle. And Jennifer from Rockford said, Shirley Jones from The Partridge Family. You know, it was a pretty fierce year for movie moms last year. Like, so for, especially for the Oscars, because you got Frances McDormand, who won the Academy Award, who played a fierce mother. Allison Janney, who also won the Academy Award. Laurie Metcalf, who should have won the Academy Award. All really strong mother roles just this past year. Allison Janney is in a show called Mom. How about that? You know, I've never seen that show, Mom. I've seen a couple episodes of it, and it's so different than a lot of the Chuck Lorre stuff that I've never seen anything that he's done that's like that. Have you ever watched Mom?
No, I haven't seen it.
And it's on. You know, now it's on in the studio here every. Every morning, it's because it's on at like 1 o'clock in the morning, right, or something. So I come into the studio and I sit down, I get to see it. But no, it's, I mean, Allison Janney's really good on it. Anna Faris is really good in it, too. Jamie Presley's in it. William Fichter. So it's different than any of the other Chuck Lorre stuff. It just has a whole different feel to it, which is good because, whew, yeah. Here is Ron on WGN. Hey, Ron.
Good morning, Nick.
Morning.
Nick, to my mother, you know that movie, our series, Damnation? You know if it's coming back? That was one of my favorites.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you watch that?
No.
It's pretty good. It's historical. But anyway, my mother pick was, again, I can't remember her first name, Esther from Happy Day, not Good Times.
Esther Roll?
Esther Roll.
Yeah, that's Florida. Florida Evans.
Yeah, I liked her as a mother.
Yeah, she was great. Yeah, she was great. Good times was good. I remember there's a legendary... Ron, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good one.
Welcome, Nick. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Do you remember the sort of the legendary... Esmeralda, I don't know if you never watched... You ever watch Good Times?
Yeah, every once in a while.
You know the part where... I think it's when James dies, when they kill off John Amos. And she goes, damn. There's that sort of like, it's become like a, I think it's, I think it's actually like a, you know, it's a gif now of her going, damn. I think if you just Google Esther Roll or Florida Evans and Google damn, that'll pop up. Dan, any memory of that at all? Did you ever see that?
No, I can't say that I do.
It's, I don't know why. It's out there. That's the first thing I think of when I think of Florida Evans is the damn. That's the first thing I think of. So, I don't know. But I just love the story that John Amos told about, you know, he complained to Norman Lear about the fact that the show, you know, which was supposed to be about this, you know, black family in the projects dealing with the real world, and they wanted to take on, you know, meaningful subjects, and then all of a sudden it became about dynamite. It all became about Jimmy Walker. And so John Amos like complained to Norman Lear saying, hey, this catchphrase, this goofball, this is not the show that I signed on for. And so he gets a call from Norman Lear like the next week, goes, yeah, you know, yeah, we're going to kill your character off, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. So they killed him off. He said he got a phone call from Norman Lear. He's like, you don't have to come into work on Monday. We're killing your character off. And then the show did get progressively sillier. You know, it just got ridiculous. And it was, you know, it was all about the funny hats and dynamite. And then Amos was just like, because I love John Amos. I love that guy. He's one of my favorites. And just the whole Norman Lear, yeah, you don't worry about it. We're going to kill your character off. So you don't have to complain anymore. Oh, man. Whew, boy. How about the One Day at a Time? Both versions, the new version and the original version. Some single mom right there trying to raise some kids. Bonnie Franklin was really, she really took off in the 70s. That was like something, like when that show started, nobody knew who, you know, nobody knew Valerie Bertinelli or anybody. The most popular actor on that show was Pat Harrington at that time. He was the only one who really had like a lot of experience in television, you know. Schneider, the guy who plays Schneider, who, you know. He's got pass keys. He can get into a house with three single women. And just here comes creepy mustache man just walking in anytime he wants. But the new version on Netflix is great. And our good buddy Stephen Tobolowsky is outstanding in it, too. All right. We have to take a break here. We got the news coming up. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Your favorite TV movie and TV and movie moms. Mother's Day was yesterday. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Let's take a break and talk more about that right after the news. Yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude here 2 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. And we're here till 5. It's Monday. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Yesterday was Mother's Day, so we're talking about TV and movie moms, the best, the worst, the coolest, the weirdest. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. A bunch of texts coming in. We'll get to those in a second. And we got a few more candidates here for TV and movie moms. And here's Don on WGN. Hey, Don.
Hi. Yes, I'm I was just thinking about outrageous moms, and how about the Manchurian Candidate?
Oh man, yeah.
both Angela Lansbury and the Meryl Streep in the remake.
Meryl Streep in the remake, Angela Lansbury in the original. That's a that's a mom right there. That's a mom. There's no question about it. Yeah, that's legendary. Great stuff. All right, Don, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Yeah, the Manchurian Candidate. That's a heck of a mom right there. Oh, man. You know, Ezra, have you ever seen Manchurian Candidate?
No, I haven't.
It's the original is great. The remake's not bad either. The remake's okay, but it's not, I mean, you know, the original is just, you know, legendary, classic. So... let's see. Harold says the mother of Rocky, Dennis, and Mask, that would be Cher. Cher in the movie Mask. And then Angelica Houston in The Grifters. Oh, boy. Oh, that's a dark choice right there.
And what about Cher and Mermaids?
Cher, oh, bringing up a Little Mermaids. Now, that's Winona Ryder, and who's the other?
Christina Ricci.
Oh, it's Christina Ricci. That's mm-hmm. right. Winona Ryder and Christina Ricci in Mermaids. I haven't seen that movie since it came out. Like, whatever the hell that was. 80s, right? That was an 80s movie, like 87, maybe?
Yeah, I would say late 80s, early 90s.
1990?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I completely... I've only seen that movie just the one time when it came out.
I don't know why I've seen it so many times.
I know, you've mentioned Mermaids before. Was it on Comedy Central?
No.
Because it's not a comedy, really.
I don't know where I would see it. It always struck me, though, that she liked to feed them finger foods.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
was her thing. Like, yeah. She would always feed them finger foods.
That's right. I totally forgot about that movie.
Yeah. And they met when they met, who's the, he's the, Roger, the guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Bob
Hoskins.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Hoskins is in that movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
They meet him and, like, they sit down and have dinner and she's all offended by it.
By a regular dinner as
right.
opposed to the finger foods?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who directed that movie. Let me take a guess, Dan. See if you can if I've got this right. I'm going to guess Richard Benjamin directed it.
You are correct.
I don't know. I have no idea why I would remember that. Actor Richard Benjamin, who also directed movies. 708 area code says, Sarah Connor from Terminator 2. Not exactly the most nurturing mom, but she could kick major butt. Yes, she could. Donna Reed from It's a Wonderful Life. Donna Reed from basically anything. Marie from Everyone Loves Raymond. That's his mom, right? That's Raymond's mom?
Yeah.
Doris Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's great on that show. She's very funny. Oh, how about Costanza's mom? Estelle. Estelle Costanza. Frank and Estelle. And Jerry's mom on Seinfeld. She's great, too. Samantha's mom on Bewitched. Well, yeah. And also Samantha on Bewitched. Samantha on Bewitched. Not just Andorra. Although Andorra is awesome.
I mean, I agreed with her 95% of the time.
Andorra?
About
Darren?
Yeah.
Or Durwood, as she would like
yeah.
to call
it. Like, yeah, he's kind of not that great.
Well, it depends on which Darren you're talking about. Because there's Dick Sargent and Dick York.
Yeah, but the whole thing where they don't want magic and this, I'm like, really? You don't want your life to be a little bit easier? Come on.
Yeah. The difference, Dick York was, I thought Dick York was the funnier Darren. Dick Sargent was just mean. He was always he was always grumpy. Dick York was goofy. You know what I mean? He was like, hey, you know.
Right.
Like, the difference would be, like, if Dick York, let's say Dick York comes home from work and there's an elephant in the living room and Mr. Tate's going to be over in 10 minutes for mm-hmm. dinner. Dick York would go, What's an elephant doing in the living room, Samantha?
Yeah, he'd always be real mad.
And then, Dick Sargent, his take would be, why is there an elephant in the living room?
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I didn't like it because I always thought, I'm like, let her be the witch that she is.
Yeah.
That is who she is. She's a witch.
That's right, man.
He's trying to keep her down.
Yeah, so Samantha's mom on Bewitched and Edith Bunker, legend. Yeah. Yeah, that was the first time I realized that people acted. Because I saw Maureen Stapleton. Gene Stapleton. I saw Gene Stapleton on Mike Douglas's show, on a talk show. And when she opened her mouth and didn't sound like Edith, I was like, oh, it freaked me out. Like, it totally freaked me out because Gene Stapleton doesn't sound anything like, you know, the voice that she does for Edith or act anything like that. And so, you know, the first time I ever saw her, you know, be Gene Stapleton, I was like, oh, wait a minute. She's an actress. That's what she's doing. Jeff says Ann Ramsey as Mama in Throw Mama from the Train. Throw Mama from the Train is a hilarious movie. Now, Esmeralda, I'm assuming you've seen that. That's got to be a Comedy Central staple.
I haven't.
No, you haven't?
I've seen bits and pieces, but I haven't seen it entirely.
Oh, it's really funny. She's unbelievably funny in it. Most people remember Anne Ramsey, though. Most people remember, I guess, from The Goonies. Yeah. I mean, you know, Anne Ramsey's been in a bunch of stuff, but I guess... Oh, and you know what else Anne Ramsey was... you remember her from The Goonies, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
But, you know, here's another thing that she was in. She was in a really terrible Wes Craven movie called Deadly Friend, in which Christy Swanson plays a robot that's invented by a couple of guys. And it's an awful movie. And at one point in the movie, because she's got like super strength because she's a robot, and I don't know why this happened, but Anne Ramsey, she's in Anne Ramsey's house. For some reason, Anne Ramsey, I think, played like the crazy neighbor or something, like, you know, something that she would play. And she's got a basketball. Christy Swanson has a basketball, and she whips it at Anne Ramsey's head, and her head explodes because she throws the basketball so hard. You should look. You ever see that scene, Esmeralda?
I think I have.
Yeah. If you just, like, Anne Ramsey's head explode, you know, or just Google that. Yeah, the classic Deadly Friend with the exploding head, thanks to the basketball being whipped at it. Ridiculous. All right, we got a break here. We got weather and traffic. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio here on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. And if you guys want to jump in here, we're talking about the best, most memorable, maybe the weirdest, craziest TV moms and movie moms of all time. Yesterday was Mother's Day, so we're talking a little bit more about that. And here is Trucker Rich on WGN. Hey, Rich.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I just thought of another one. I can't think of her name now, but was it Family Ties, the Keatons?
Yeah.
Alex's mom?
Yeah.
She never seems to age.
Elise Keaton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She never seems to age. But I think the absolute worst TV mom would be Katie Sagal as Gemma on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, you got a mom who sells drugs and kills daughter-in-laws and
right,
you know
she made a career out of herself by playing bad mothers, because I mean unmarried yeah. with children same thing.
Yeah.
amazing. All right, Rich, thanks, man.
All right,
yep.
Have a good evening.
Take care.
All right.
Yeah, Katie Sagal. I've said this before, that was the one thing about Married with Children that I had issues with. Like, Al Bundy doesn't want to have sex with her, with Peg. You kidding me? I mean, I understand the joke is that they're married, you know. But, I mean, look at Katie Sagal, man. I mean, come on. You nuts? All right, here are a few movie moms. Dan, you ever see the Albert Brooks movie Mother?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's so good. And it's Debbie Reynolds plays his mom. And it is really, really funny. He moves back in with his mom. The setup is that he wants to reexamine his life, and so he decides that, as an experiment, he's going to write about this and record about this moving back in with his mom as an adult. Debbie Reynolds plays his mom. It's great. Really, really funny movie. Of course, it's Albert Brooks, so it's automatically good. Shirley MacLaine in Postcards from the Edge. Another terrific movie with Meryl Streep essentially playing Carrie Fisher, because it's the book that it's based on is a thinly veiled story between, speaking of Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. And Shirley MacLaine is great in it. She's great. Have you seen Postcards from the Edge?
No, I never saw it.
Esmeralda, have you seen Postcards from the Edge?
No.
It's really good, man. And she's so good in it. And then Shirley MacLaine in Terms of Endearment. I mean, you can't. I mean, well, come on. She's amazing in that movie. She and Deborah Winger were really great. They didn't get along at all on set, though. There was a lot of tense stuff going on set. They just did not get along. And Deborah Winger evidently was mad that Shirley MacLaine won the Academy Award for Terms of Endearment. There was no love lost between those women. But the performances are great. You can't tell that from the movie, though. Like, when you're watching the movie, you know, it's great. It's just great mother-daughter stuff. Jo Beth Williams in Poltergeist is considered a great one. Elizabeth Taylor in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Jeez. Yeah, that's a very happy little movie right there. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? How about this one? Why didn't I just immediately say this? 405 area code. How was this not the first one that I should have said? Lorelai Gilmore. What the hell is wrong with me? What is going on here that I immediately wouldn't say Lorelai Gilmore? Sue says Betty and Wilma. Yeah, especially when the boys are off in the back smoking Winston's. And then Aunt B. 312 area code says Carol Brady. We mentioned that one already. 847 area code says Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies. Oh, man. So, you know, we had Max Baer on Junior on the show years ago. Me and Gary Lee Wright, and we interviewed him. He played Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies. And what's the actress who played Granny? Why am I blanking on her name?
Irene Ryan.
Irene Ryan, that's it, right. So Irene Ryan, who played Granny, had already got the part, and he went into audition for Jethro. And so I guess there was a delay or something, and they were like, Irene Ryan was like, hey, let's go get a drink, you know, let's go to the bar and hang out for a little bit before your audition. So she gets him plowed. Like makes him stay at the bar much longer than one, because she enjoyed her alcoholic beverages, Irene Ryan. So she gets Max Baer really drunk. And that's how he got Jethro. That's how he got the part, because he bumped into stuff and he was knocking things over. And they were like, oh, this guy's great. He plays a great idiot. Little did they know that he was smashed. So he got the part of Jethro because Granny went out and got him drunk. So there you go. All right, let's take a quick break here on WGN. The news is coming up next. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And we're here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. My dad is going to call in and tell a joke because it's Monday and it's a jokey time. And we would love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. Yesterday was Mother's Day, so we're chatting a little bit about the best or the most unusual or the coolest TV or movie moms. And, 312-981-7200 is your phone number. A couple more texts here. Another vote for Elise Keating. Keaton. 312 area code says Seda Thompson and Family. 773 area code, the mom from Lost in Space. June Lockhart. I love the mom from Lost in Space. And here is Jeffrey on WGN. Hey, Jeffrey.
Yeah, did you ever see a movie called I Remember Mama with Irene Dunne?
Sure.
Well, that's the number one movie that I saw, and it made me cry.
Yeah.
I mean, you want your mother to be like her.
Yeah, no, it's a great movie. Classic movie. Absolutely classic. Yeah.
Oh, and I wanted to mention the great tragedy is that became a television series, and they put it on TV for 5 years, and it was a hit in the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
and somebody erased it, almost the entire series.
Ah.
There's only a couple episodes that have survived. but and they said that the television series was just as good as the movie. And one of the people that was on that series, I don't know if you remember Richard Crenna.
Of course, yeah.
He was one of the sons or something in that movie or the TV series. And but when I found out that, because I wanted to see the series, the TV show,
yeah,
and it was gone.
Well, that happened a lot in the there's a lot of lost footage from TV shows and stuff that were either erased or they taped over it because they didn't think that anybody would care about it. I mean, there's a bunch of early Johnny Carson shows that were erased or recorded over. I mean, there's a lot of lost television. It's sad. There's a lot of lost television, and it stinks that happened. So, Jeffrey, thanks for the call. 312-981-7200. You know, Esmeralda, I remember Mama. Mm-hmm. Classic movie that Jeffrey was talking about. And then, of course, and then in the 80s, they made a movie called I Dismember Mama.
Oh.
A lovely little slasher film.
Oh. Do you actually dismember Mama? Or is she dismembering people?
No, he's going to dismember Mama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of those, one of those terrible movies that you when you go and, like, rent VHS,
mm-hmm.
It was always there.
Right.
I Dismember Mama was always available.
Yeah.
Like in case you can't think of anything to rent, you can always get I Dismember Mama.
Sure.
brother. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And let's see. Here's Paula on WGN. Hi, Paula.
Hello.
Hi.
Shelley Winters was Lolita's mother.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And then besides Manchurian Candidate, Angela Lansbury was in All Fall Down, a very doting mama to Warren Beatty. And she was a very nasty mama to Tippi Walker in The World of Henry Orient, one of my favorite teenage movies.
Yeah, that's a great movie. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one in a long time.
Yeah, Angela really works the mother thing pretty good.
She does, yeah. She absolutely does. All right. Okay, Paula, thanks.
Good night.
See ya.
All right.
How about this? Julie Andrews as Maria von Trapp in The Sound of Music. Well, she's not really. She's a stepmom.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She's a stepmom, but she's still a mom, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Elizabeth Taylor. We got that one already. Elizabeth Taylor in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Hey, yay, yay. Donna Reed in It's a Wonderful Life. Joan Crawford in Mildred Pierce. Oh, speaking of Joan Crawford, how about Faye Dunaway in Mommy Dearest?
Gosh, yeah.
No wire hangers,
mm-hmm.
ever.
I mean, they do make creases in the shoulders.
Yeah. So I can God, I remember when that movie came out, when... Mommy Dearest came out. I was in mm-hmm. high school, and if you've not seen the movie, it's ridiculous. And Faye Dunaway is completely over the top and mm-hmm. out of her mind in it, and it's very campy. Like, you watch it now, and it's it's got a huge cult following that people like to watch it because it's so
sure.
bad. But I remember when it first came out, there was a huge number of complaints because when the movie came out, it was, they actually very seriously were like, okay, this is a very prestigious movie. Faye Dunaway is going to get an Academy Award nomination, and mm-hmm. we expect the critics to just love it. That didn't happen. When the movie came out, people were like, well, this is just terrible. She's way over the top. It's ridiculous. It's also very exploitive. Mm. And so Paramount Pictures, when they released it, they decided that they were going to change the ad campaign to make it like they were in on the joke. Like, Paramount was like, oh, we get that this is a bad movie and that it's campy. So they changed the ad campaign for it. And I remember people going nuts because I think it was maybe a couple of weeks after it came out, the newspaper ads were completely different. And they had just the logo for Mommy Dearest and a wire hanger hanging off the bottom of it.
Oh.
And that was like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had like the line, no wire hangers ever. And so they were embracing the, the you know, and then, but people complained. People like, that's offensive and blah, blah, blah. So then Faye Dunaway hated the fact that they changed the, you know, they changed the ad campaign and embraced the fact that the wire hanger scene is so ridiculous. But it was a big, I remember it was a big deal when it came out, and it was a ridiculous movie. Ridiculous and really long. If I remember correctly, it's like 2.5 hours long, and there's only so much screaming that that Faye Dunaway can do that I'll watch. Nobody mentioned Marge Simpson.
All right.
How did you not mention Marge Simpson?
Did we mention Laura?
Laura Petrie?
Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't get mentioned, but she should.
She doesn't. Does she really? Do they really focus on the mom? I never.
Oh, yeah, Ricky.
I feel like I never really watched an episode where it was like.
No.
Just focusing on the fact that she's this kid's mom.
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, if I'm not mistaken, they didn't. Boy, oh boy, I'm not clear on this. I don't think they had a kid in the first season or so. I think that eventually happened. Like they had the kid.
Right.
But no, there are episodes that are about Laura Petrie being a mom. Yeah, for sure. Shirley Petridge. Petridge Farm. That's where she lives on the Petridge Farm.
Yeah, it's the Petridge Farm story.
That's right. Yeah, she. let's see. Roseanne Conner, obviously now making a big splash again. Let's see. Who else? Ann Romano. That's Ray Romano's, right?
No idea.
Ann Romano. What the hell's wrong with me? It's One Day at a Time. That's Ann Romano from One Day at a Time.
Oh, what about, I just had her in my head.
Who?
Ugh. Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone. All right. It's Monday.
It was, yeah, it's gone.
Okay. Maybe it'll come back.
Fluttered out of my head.
Maybe it'll come back.
Oh, Peggy. Peggy Bundy.
Peg Bundy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. with the great Katie Sagal. What about what's the mother's name on Family Guy? Peg?
Lois,
right?
Yeah. She don't care about her kids.
No. Well, they both. neither of them care about their kids.
No, not so much.
Yeah. Or the dog. Don't care very much about the dog either.
Well, he's his own man.
He is. Let's see. Claire Huxtable.
Oh, right.
From the Cosby show. Classic mom. I just remember as the Cosby show continued to run, they just kept adding kids.
Well, they kept, yeah. Well, because they kept leaving.
Yeah, we're getting older and not as cute.
Right.
So we've got to have a younger, let's get the younger, because each season there would be like two or three more younger kids. Like, who the hell are these kids now?
Well, because was it Lisa Bonet?
Lisa Bonet left and she went to the different world. She was
so then they
world.
Needed another. They had to bring in the cousin.
Right. I mean, it was ridiculous. It got to the point where it was like, there were 19 kids on the show at one point. I'm like, where did all these kids come from?
I forget. Sandra had the twins.
Yeah.
I always remember that episode where they get sick.
The twins get sick?
No, Sandra gets sick and then the moms take the babies away and then she shows up at the Huxtable house with a mask on and like freaking out, like, give me my babies. And it's like, oh,
really?
God. Yeah. It's like, we thought we would give you a break. And she's like, how dare you?
Wow.
She's all freaked out. On cold medicine.
Freaked out and on cold medicine wearing a mask.
Yeah. Cause she's sick. It was weird.
That seems weird.
Cause at one point she's freaking out cause she doesn't know where her kids are.
Wow. I don't remember that. I didn't watch the Cosby show very religiously. I did the first couple of seasons, but after a while, I was like, all right. Once they had 43 kids in the house, I was like, okay. All right, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then my dad's going to call in and tell a joke, because it's Monday. All right, so here are a few more texts for moms. Ow.
Oh, my gosh.
It poked my eye.
Stabbed your eye out.
I stabbed my eye with the glasses that I was trying to put on to help my eyes.
Oh, that's ironic?
It is ironic.
Is it?
Yes,
okay.
It is, Alanis. 815 area code says Connie Britton portrays a wonderful mom in Friday Night Lights and Nashville. Dan, you would go with that, right, for Friday Night Lights?
I would, yes.
Yeah. 231 area code says Dorothy's mom on Golden Girls, played by Estelle Getty.
Yeah.
Okay. 920 says June Cleaver is the best mom ever. Doug says June Lockhart and Lassie and Sophia Loren and Two Women. Peter in Decatur said the car and my mother the car. My mother the car. And then finally, here's another one that I can't believe that I didn't almost immediately say, like Lorelai Gilmore. Mm. Daryl says Louie Anderson on Baskets.
Mm.
Christine Baskets. She's like the best character, like one of the best characters on TV right now.
Completely forgot her.
Yeah. Poor Louie. So I hope that show comes back. Did you hear what happened, what they did with Brooklyn Nine?
Yes.
Well, now NBC picked it up.
Yeah. That's such a quick turnaround.
Yeah. But then they got rid of The Mick, and they got rid of Last Man on Earth, too.
Right.
All three of those shows are funny.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on.
Thursday, we'll talk with Feinberg. This is like the time of the year when they start canceling shows like crazy.
Right.
And we'll get all the info from Dan. But that was really cool that NBC was like, no, we're not taking Brooklyn Nine-Nine off.
Yeah.
You're not going to take that. That show is hilarious.
Maybe because they're trying to absolve themselves from when they got rid of Community.
Yeah, well, you know, when they got rid of Community and then it came back without Harmon, it sucked. That one season when Dan Harmon
wasn't online.
Terrible. Mm. Terrible. But yeah, I mean, they got rid of it. But, you know, I mean, the guys who created Brooklyn Nine-Nine worked on Parks and Rec.
Right.
They worked on and that's, you know, those are successful NBC shows. So
yeah, they know.
Yeah, they know. They've worked with those guys before. But yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine was particularly funny, too, and they had a really strong episode the other night that was speaking of fixing toilets, there was a subplot involving them trying to fix a toilet.
You should have watched it. Well, did you not watch it close enough?
They wrecked the toilet, actually.
Oh, okay.
They busted the toilet, and yeah,
you didn't watch close enough.
They didn't watch close enough. I couldn't fix my own toilet. I had a broken toilet for a couple of days, folks, and the maintenance guy came in from my building, in and out in 10 minutes, fixed. But I will say this, and I was telling you this off the air, Esmeralda, I will never take a working toilet for granted ever again. It's not fun to not have a working toilet. Let me just say that right now. Makes a world of difference. So, all right. Dan, who's on the show tomorrow?
Jim Ryan.
Oh, good. Jim Ryan is going to be with us to talk music. And we're getting towards the summer with all the festivals and stuff. So we'll talk to him about music, and it'll be Two for Tuesday. I believe we might be playing our first round of For the Record.
Oh, exciting.
Skip Skipley coming in, brand new game.
You'll have to ask Jim if you're going to talk about festivals. Marcy Playground is coming to Joliet.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
Is that Sex and Candy?
So excited.
Is that
yes.
Yeah, Sex and Candy. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. So see excited you. For Marcy Playground. All right, see you tomorrow, and the news is up next.